Rabbi Eliezer Kapo and Hesed Alafim writes, when the Gabbaim are selling Aliyot, a lot of times they know that certain money is good money and certain money is bad money. That there's some people that like to donate or to pledge, but they're not going to pay. And the Gabbai knows already, Reuven made a pledge, let's say, that he wants to buy the Aliyah for 100. And the Reuven is good money. And then Shimon comes along and says, 200. So the Gabbaim, in a very discreet way, and in a very proper way, without making mahloket, are able to give the Aliyah to the Reuven, again, in a way that they could make it discreet, that Shimon doesn't get embarrassed, obviously. And Shimon must not refuse it. Which means once the Reuven made a $100 pledge, he cannot say, well, this guy said 200, I'm out. No, his $100 pledge stands. He cannot say, no, once he said 200, my pledge is nothing. And the Gabbaim can go to the Reuven and say, we'll give it to you for the 100. Because in this case over here, the Bet Knesset does not have to lose money on a fake pledge. I'll read it to you inside. He donated 10. The other one said 10, I'll give 13. The second monies are not guaranteed. He wants to give it to the first guy for 10. The first guy, first of all, cannot refuse. Once he gave his 10 is a bid. The hayav lakat the mitzvah and pay the 10. Umnam sarik lazeh da'at nechona v'anagat tova. It needs a lot of finesse and a lot of wisdom la'asod ha'devanim baseter, to do it in a low-key way. V'ofen shelo lebayesh et mi she'enno. Not to embarrass the other guy. Shelo lavo lidem machloket v'ketata. That it shouldn't cause a mahloket and a divisiveness. Kimutav yilchu le'ibud elef alfei dinre zahav. It's better that there should be a loss of 1,000,000 gold coins. Ve'lo tetzei takala kazu le'alvin penei havero. But not to embarrass somebody in the synagogue. U'larbot mahloket chas v'shalom. And not to cause the mahloket to be elevated.